Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Well, I want to welcome Loeda Rashke again, our co-host today of the show. Loeda, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Roy.
I know the activities are everything's keeping you extremely busy now, aren't they?
It is, but it's a good busy. I love it. I love what I get to do.
Before we get started, I want to remind everybody that you have your own radio show and TV show. Talk a little bit about that for us and let people how they know how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Well, I have the joy and the honor to get to preach the gospel on radio and TV. I have a weekly radio show that I also do a live Facebook feed that's an hour long. It's called The Be Free Show that airs on KERV AM 1230 on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. in Kerrville. And then I have the Impact Christian Network airs my TV program. It's a 30-minute program, and it airs all over the United States on all the major providers, and it airs five times a week, and I'm just so honored to get to do that.
And it keeps you pretty busy, doesn't it?
It keeps me busy, but it's so cool.
But it's fun, isn't it?
It's so cool, yeah, to get to do it, you know? It just is.
So I want everybody to know that we have a TV star with us.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, we've got Hillary. Right. Hillary Parker Back was our guest last week, and just a great interview, and she's got a lot of experiences with
the Shekinah, or what is it?
Shekinah glory, Shekinah, or the glory dust, as Shekinah, Max calls it.
Glory dust, and I want to hear some more of those stories, so why don't you two get after it?
Well, I met Hillary a few years ago, Hillary Parker, when she came with Wild Ride Ministries, a praise team, and they did an awesome job leading worship and did it several times, several years, and it was just wonderful and awesome. And she was on last week and began telling us about her being covered with the glory dust, and three generations now, her mother, herself, and one of her daughters, or both of your daughters maybe, have now been covered in the glory dust. And I just love that. And so we're going to talk some more about that. So welcome, Hillary.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
Thank you for being here. I just love your joy and your excitement and just that.
Yeah, I can't wait. She's got me excited. What are we going to hear next?
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, we were talking last week about the glory dust. It's not something we worship, but it is just a cool sign. You know, when, if you think about Moses and when he went up to the mountain and when he came down, he was shining and so much that he had to, the people, the Israelites were calling for him to cover his face. They couldn't stand the glow and the glory of it. So he was covered with the veil. But up at the cross all the time, people are getting covered with the glory dust. And you found the coolest scripture and with the NIV translation that I want you to share with us, Hillary.
Yes, a friend of mine found it and sent it to me. It's Zechariah 9, verse 16. And it says, "The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown."
Mm. Wow. Now tell me what that means to you. What does that say to you?
Well, that's powerful. And as I pondered that verse and thought on it and prayed on it, the Lord has really opened my eyes. I begin to see Shekinah on other believers that don't know they're carrying it. I just notice it when we're in conversation. Mm-hmm. And my daughters will see it now as well. Mm-hmm. They'll say, "Mom, she's sparkling." Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, there are things that are in the spiritual that all the time that we're not aware of. Uh-huh. And I believe that, you know, we're marked in the heavenlies. We're marked as his people. And yeah. So that verse just is powerful to me.
Well, I want to sparkle all the time.
I think
I want to sparkle all the time.
Yes. I believe you do.
And, you know, I had some, just a little quick aside, but I had a young woman tell me one time, and I was teaching at the Christian Women's Job Corps at that time and being set free. And she worked there and she said, "The Lord showed me your armor." I said, "What?" She said, "I saw in the spirit your armor." And she said, "It's like huge, sparkling, almost blinding you diamonds, and this armor, it was covered with this sparkly." And I was like, "That is so cool. I want to see that, Lord." And so I prayed, and the Lord let me see that too.
Wow.
And you know, but when you have Jesus on the inside of you, you know, even if you've been through some tough stuff, you've been through some dark mm-hmm. times, you can allow his glory to come and sparkle through
Absolutely.
It's happening right
now. Praise the Lord.
Oh, it's on me too.
It's all over my pants. I know I've looked at my pants a whole lot today because I got peanut butter on them this morning, and I kept looking at them to make sure it wasn't showing all of a sudden. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, look at this."
Yes.
This
we'll take it,
it's
Lord.
All over me this
yes.
morning.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
praise
you,
God. Praise God. Well, tell us some more about your experiences.
Well, just exactly what we just experienced here is what I experience every time I share this story with someone. And my daughters as well. My daughters have taken it to their youth group and they shared it, and very similar to what I explained last week, and about how the women at the church group that were there, they began to see it on each other, and one by one it just continues to grow and multiply, and that's been my daughter's experience at her youth group. On a Wednesday night, they were divided, girls in one room and boys in another room, and the girls experienced it, every girl in the room, probably 15 girls. And
wow.
Then they were so excited about it that they said, "Let's pray for the boys, we want the boys to get it too." And the boys were, you know, down the hall in another room. And so the girls all got together and they prayed. And then they released a few minutes early and ran down the hall to stand outside the door to check the boys when they came out. And sure enough,
What did the boys say?
Those sparkling boys?
Yeah, what did they say? What did they think?
They were just shocked. You know, it took a few minutes for the girls to explain, and now they just look for it. It just brings delight every
now
time.
That's a new story. I've never heard that one before.
I love it.
So
I love it.
Great stories. And my youngest daughter, the one who was there the day that we all experienced this, she shared it on a bus trip with a group of girls. They were headed to San Antonio. And same thing. Some believers, some non-believers, some that had experienced the Shekinah glory before, but not carrying it consistently. And every one of those little girls on the bus received it. And it's so special, especially in a corporate setting like that, where there's a group.
Yeah.
It's a shared experience. Yeah. And there's just something really special that bonds people over that.
Well, don't you think that if let's say you were sitting in that group and you had never experienced anything like that, you didn't know God, and you were really in a tough spot. You're in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, and somebody's talking about that, and you're thinking, well, everybody else, sure, it makes sense. If it would happen, it would happen to them, but not to me. And then it happens to them. It's just a sign. Mm-hmm. It's a sign that I'm here.
Yep.
I love you. You're special. You're important. You're the reason I died. I see you.
Mm-hmm. And what an easy tool for a young lady to use.
Yeah.
To minister to her friends.
Right.
Without even having to really, you know, soul win. You're just giving them experience, a taste of God.
Yeah. Just a little taste of God. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Makes a difference.
It does. Right? Yeah. It does. I had a lady at church and we were discussing it one day with a couple other people that had experienced it. And she said, she came up and she said, oh, that's really great for you. And I said, well, it will happen for you too. And she said, no, well, you can believe that for me. And she kind of walked off, and then she came back, and I said, well, let's check, because you keep coming back. Let's look. And we did. And she was just undone. I mean,
did she see it?
She did. She had it.
Well, you've done this enough now that you know the end of the story, what's going to happen to these people when they see it. It's going to freak them out.
It does. It just melted her heart, because she didn't believe
she
that
definitely
God
had
still,
a barrier
still
there
moved that way.
And didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah. And she just, it changed her life, because she experienced him in a different way and knew that, you know, God sees her. And she has since asked to keep getting it. And she does. She's asked it to stay.
And so
I have friends that I've invited to the cross, and some of them are not necessarily atheists, but they're agnostic. And when I first started doing that, I was kind of picking and choosing, because I didn't want to bring somebody that didn't believe. And I talked to Max Greiner about this one time. He said, don't worry about that. Let God worry about that. And so then I just started inviting people, and I wasn't trying to prove anything to them. I said, look, I don't care what you believe. Just come up to the cross and hang out for 30, 40 minutes and just enjoy the beauty. It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And that was what worked, because then when they come up there, God transforms them.
Period.
And I've seen it sometimes in real time happening, just as I'm bringing them up and talking to them, and their eyes get big. And now I haven't always seen the dust on them, but when they see it, you don't have to explain it, as you know. They know it right away.
There's no,
because they don't know what it is.
Yep. And you don't, you don't need to explain it. It's an experience, and the Holy Spirit just
I just told my friends of mine, when they do that, I just tell them you're crazy. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they find out, of course, everybody up there seeing it. And like, anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, what are, share with us your favorite thing to do up at the cross.
That's a great question.
Other than pray for people to get filled with experiencing the glory dust.
You know, I love to pray up there. I feel like that's a powerful place to declare things. One of the most powerful experiences I ever had up there was when I learned to blow a shofar up there. And when we did, this big flock of birds flew overhead, and I just knew something significant was happening at the time. And so I think it's powerful to be up there and pray and speak out loud.
Right.
Is there anything you'd like to share with the audience before we go about the cross?
About the cross.
What's the one thing you'd want to share with them?
I would just encourage everybody to go and to just go with an open heart and go expecting to be wowed. If you're only wowed by the nature and the beauty and the view, mm-hmm. that's still the Lord's creation.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is. The whole thing speaks of the Lord.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You know, the sounds, the eyes, everything you're seeing,
absolutely.
Everything you experience, the presence of God, it all speaks yeah. of God. It definitely does.
It really is special. Yeah. I think we all agree on that.
We do.
We do. We do.
We recommend it highly.
Hillary Parker, thank you so much for being with us on the Cross and Kerrville show this week. And Loetta, let's tell people about our cross and a little bit about it and the website and how people mm-hmm. can reach us.
Well, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden is amazing. When you first drive up to the gate, it's just amazing just driving into the gate. There's sculptures at the bottom. There's a bust of the Coming King there. And there's Mary, the mother of Jesus over the right. And just several things that I can't even tell it all. I don't have time to tell it all. But when you go up that mountain and you come up those steps, Roy.
You ascend the mountain.
You ascend the mountain and you walk up that step and you see the Jesus, the fisher of men, the first thing
he's
see,
greeting you.
He's greeting you with his arms out like this, and he's holding this net, and you know he is fishing for me. He's looking for me. He's out here for me. And then you just see all, you know, the Coming King sculpture.
And you get overwhelmed because you say, I thought all it was a cross, and it's all this stuff.
Yeah, we don't have time to tell it all, but I encourage everyone to go, and it's on 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas, right off of the interstate, 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas.
You see the cross.
Yes.
You see it.
You can't miss that. 77.7 foot core 10 blood red steel.
I used to call it 80
cross.
Feet. And Max would say, no, it's
77.7. But they can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org mm-hmm. and they can also call the office at 830-928-7774.
One more time.
830-928-7774 or go to thecomingkingfoundation.org.
And how they reach you and your ministry.
They can go to Loetta.org, 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 and you can find all the different times for my TV and radio shows and invite me to come speak. I love to come preach. I love to come lead worship, and we would love to be there. And we want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. God's going to do something awesome in this coming year.
All right, Loetta Roschke, here's Don Kennedy with Visitor's Comments.
Hello again. So Biker Peace 87 on TripAdvisor said, breathtaking. We spent the weekend in Bernie. I saw this cross on TripAdvisor and wanted to check it out ourselves. Since we are away from our church on Sunday morning, we decided to come to the cross. Easy to find. Breathtaking view of Kerrville and surrounding areas. The huge empty cross and sculptures were very detailed. This is scripture placed all over the walkways in three different languages. There's a bin with blank rocks and markers for you to write down your prayer requests and place it among the others in the garden, and many different flowers throughout. It's a calm and beautiful place to come and be with God. Bobby Dindy, a worship evangelist from Phoenix, Arizona, who also does all the worship music, said, Max, I read it. He's talking about the draft of chapter 11 of Max's new book on the garden. I read it straight through. Powerful truth. Never stop being Max and Sherry. Souls are now in heaven because of your obedience, and it's just the beginning. Love you guys, you crazy Jesus friend, Bobby D. So an anonymous on TripAdvisor said, beautiful prayer garden. My husband and I visited today, and what a blessing it was. Lots of places to sit and reflect and pray. The story of its genesis is a powerful testimony that God is still in the miracle business today. We loved it. Jesse and April Guzman of San Antonio said, this is a beautiful, peaceful place. My family loves this place, especially my wife and my autistic daughter, who is 11. The waterfall is a term she uses for the fountain. God bless this place and all who walk on it. Brett E. on TripAdvisor said, wow, we enjoyed the prayer garden immensely. The scriptures were beautiful, and I love the prayer rocks. Divine. Patricia Hare of San Antonio, Texas, said on Facebook, it is a beautiful place to walk around, read, and talk to God. The atmosphere is so peaceful. Louise Miguel on Facebook said, peaceful place. I asked God for a favor there and came back to thank him for the favor he blessed me with. And Janie Walter 804 from Harlingen said on TripAdvisor, best view in town, beautiful place, peaceful, overlooking the beautiful town of Kerrville. There's no admittance fee and ample free parking.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.